I'm Drew Dawson with your midday GPB headlines. All eyes are on Hurricane Florence as it makes its way toward an expected landfall somewhere in the Carolinas. Governor Nathan Deal has issued a state of emergency for Georgia. The National Weather Service says the storm should reach the state by late Sunday or early Monday. Brian Lynn is a meteorologist at the Peachtree City Forecast Office.
It should be in a greatly weakened state at that point. The greatest impacts are going to be felt in the Savannah River Valley and those far eastern counties of the forecast area with increased winds and rain chances.
Lynn says the storm could still track further south, which would impact central and northwest Georgia with heavy rain and damaging winds. A federal judge could decide this week if the state must switch to paper ballots for this November's election. GPB's Stephen Fowler was at yesterday's hearing.
Judge Amy Totenberg told a packed courtroom the request to change the state's election infrastructure was a catch-22. During the eight-hour hearing, voting technology experts testified the current touchscreen machines could harm voting rights because they are vulnerable to cyber attack. But elections officials said making any changes just weeks before the election could harm voting rights, too. They say there's no money to pay for the quick switch, and the changes could lead to fewer early voting locations and longer lines at the polls. Totenberg said she would try to have an order on the request by Monday at the latest. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.
The Georgia Bureau of Investigation has sent its probe into Atlanta City Hall's open records practices to Attorney General Chris Carr's office. Carr will decide if evidence supports charges against members of former Mayor Kasim Reed's administration who are accused of issuing fake invoices for public records and delaying record releases. Reed and others have denied the allegations. This case is the first criminal investigation under the state's Sunshine Law since it was amended in 2012 to include criminal penalties. According to the AJC, Carr said earlier this year that he won't be bringing criminal charges against the city, but may charge individuals. Attorneys for the city of Atlanta say bond and lease agreements prevent the state from taking control of Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. A committee of state lawmakers is looking at transferring management of the airport from the city to a state-appointed board. According to the AJC, city attorneys told the committee that agreements with Delta and Southwest forbid changes in management until 2036. And an Atlanta man convicted of sabotaging a national computer program housed on servers at Fort Bragg in North Carolina must pay the federal government $1.5 million in restitution and serve 2 years in federal prison. 49-year-old Mitesh Das knowingly transmitted malicious code with the intent to cause damage to a U.S. Army computer that handled pay and personnel actions for nearly 200,000 reservists. Troubleshooting found the suspicious code, which investigators determined Das installed after the Army gave a new contractor oversight. The Army spent more than $2.5 million to remove the malware, restore lost information, and conduct a thorough check. In sports, the Atlanta Braves won their fifth straight game yesterday, beating the San Francisco Giants 2-1. With 2 weeks left in the regular season, the Braves have a 7.5-game lead over the Phillies in the NL East. The Braves face the Washington Nationals on Friday. For more of today's news, visit our website, gpbnews.org, and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter at GPB News.